Hello, Purple House, Cherie speaking. Nigel, how are you? You're at the hospital?
Renal dialysis is the reason many people live in Alice. If you're from a remote community in Central Australia or South Australia and Western Australia, it can be the nearest place where you can get life-saving dialysis 3 days a week, which is what people suffering kidney failure need to do for the rest of their lives. But it's a long way from home. Most people who come to Alice get dialysed at the hospital-run clinic. But stepping into the Purple House is a very different experience to that.
Hey, it's lovely coming here a lot.
There's socialising, pet dogs.
Pretzel, also known as Pringle, also known as Fluffball.
Cups of tea, handmade bush medicines, country music, and lots of laughter.
Cool, that's my friend.
This morning, Noi Noi has come in for treatment. She's from Arionga, which is 240 kilometres away from Alice Springs.
How are you going, Noi Noi?
Well,
good
yeah.
to see you.
Good.
How can I help you today?
Oh, get my rinse off.
Some rinse, some washing powder?
Washing powder and two medicine.
Some bush medicine?
Bush medicine.
You like that bush medicine?
What kind of bush medicine?
Ermangermanga.
Why do you like it? Rubbing on your body.
Body.
Relaxes.
After,
good after.
After shower.
Nice for your muscles.
Oh.
I'll get that right away.
Renal. Renal first.
We'd love to get renal out at Arionga, yeah? That would be the...
That man.
Dialysis is an aggressive and painful treatment. Two needles, the size of knitting needles, are inserted in your vein, connected to a dialysis machine, which in 5 or more hours does the work your kidneys normally would over 2 or 3 days. Afterwards, people feel exhausted. Some say it's like getting early flu symptoms, and you need to go home and just rest. David Doublejarry Dixon is a patient here. He also looks after the garden and the chooks at Purple House.
It happened start in 2010, and I feel really nervous too. You know, feeling, you know, when you get nervous. When it was first place, when I went to Talas.
And does it hurt?
Yeah, a little bit hurt. A little bit hurt when you put on a needle, but I'm used to it now. Not numbing, just going straight up.
Sorry, do you have to get that?
Purple House, Shani speaking. I am Shani Braun and I am a receptionist at Purple House.
Yeah. How old are you?
18.
So you're definitely the youngest member of the
yes.
team?
Yes. Yeah. At first, I wasn't sure what the Purple House was, but then I learned the story, and because my mum's a dialysis patient, it's a good thing to help because I know what it's like because I've seen it before. Like after a day of being on the machine, like the dialysis machine being treated, she comes home tired, and I guess it's hard to travel as well because you got to find a dialysis unit, and yeah, it's just hard for her sometimes.
So she gets dialysis in Alice?
She's here at the moment in Alice, but she lives in Tennant Creek. But yeah, like I said, it's hard for her to get a chair here. Because most of her kids live here, and she lives in Tennant Creek, so she wants to come back and forth. And sometimes she doesn't get her spot back in Tennant Creek because of the... I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, it's like if you don't stay at your spot, you can't keep it. There's not something like the Purple House where people can go and sit. It's just the renal unit, and I reckon this is a really good idea. Helps a lot of people. And it's just, it looks not like even, because my mum knows some of the patients here, so she likes to come and sit in here sometimes when she has the time. And she said it's a really, like, home-like feeling.
The story of how an Indigenous-owned dialysis clinic came to be a home away from home for so many starts a long way away from Alice Springs, in the Western Desert, with the Pintabi people, who wanted to find a way of keeping their loved ones at home on country when they got really sick. Here's Sarah Brown and Bobby West.
Alice Springs is the dialysis epicentre of the universe. Communities in the desert have rates of kidney disease between 15 and 30 times the national average. When we started Alice also had the worst survival rates of anywhere in the country, and survival rates on dialysis were about 2.5 years from first dialysis to death. I'm Sarah Brown and I'm the CEO of the Purple House. In 2000, Pintabi people, so the language group Pintabi, from Kintore and over in WA and Kirikora, painted some big collaborative paintings, and they had help from Sotheby's Auction House, Papunya Chula Artists.
What are you painting? It's a men painting, trying to raise some money for, because my mother was in Renal. My name is Bobby West, Jaburula. I'm chairman for Purple House. I was only a young man in Kiwikura. I'm the one who started to help old people.
And they raised over $1 million in one night. At the time, what they were planning to do was try to get a dialysis machine in Kintore. But the people who were thinking about it were family for dialysis patients. They'd actually never seen a dialysis machine. They just knew that people got sick, disappeared to Alice Springs for dialysis, and didn't come home again.
They were getting homesick here in Alice Springs, in hospital, also living in town camp. And we speak with them, those people living here.
Often those people were not surviving well within the hospital system and were not attending dialysis all the time because they were really homesick.
All they want to do is just pass away in their own community because they don't want to live in Alice Springs.
We had the sickest, most unstable dialysis patients in the country, and we were wanting to take them 7 hours' drive from the nearest hospital to a remote community to do their dialysis.
We got to try and stop this kidney failure in town camp or maybe in our own community, same thing.
So the idea of the Purple House initially was to have a place where there was a dialysis machine with a nurse that this mob had employed themselves, who was working for them, to do really good dialysis in town, get people really well before we took them home. And so that was the idea of the Purple House. But then, of course, you know, Alice Springs is Aranda country. It's a different language group. So Pintabi people were feeling like they had nowhere in Alice that was theirs, where they were welcome. And what started as a house to stick a dialysis machine in the back bedroom became a meeting place for Pintabi and a place where people could, their family, do their washing, have a cup of tea.
So we're going to Topsy Smith Hostel to pick up Mantua Reed, one of our Purple House clients.
Lizzie is a Purple House worker who collects people from their hostels and town camps for their dialysis appointments. Mantua is staying at one of two medical hostels in Alice just for renal patients. There are other hostels in town for family members and visitors.
Mantua's husband, Kenny, and sister, Kai, are renal patients too. So it's a whole family. Mantua has her dialysis every week at the Purple House, and her sister and husband have them at the government, sort of the hospital run facilities.
The Purple House also helps patients go home to their country for short stays without dialysis before returning to Alice. Mantua recently took a trip like this to see her family in Docker River, which lifted her spirits.
Bitumen, highway.
Really good bitumen. She was lovely. Very happy with the bitumen.
Truck and all, yeah, right through.
Matt. Where's your country?
Western Australia, she says.
Ah.
Way over.
Right, if we do lot of people at all pulling out an airport. Airport now.
I see mountains. It's like a dislocation for them because all their families and all their things that they have back in their communities are very important to them. So for them to come to a strange sort of a place and have to live here for treatment, live in a hostel or a town camp and not have a lot of support systems in place for them. It's sometimes really sad to see. My name's Fenya Ma. I'm a social support worker at the Purple House. So we basically take care of a lot of the clients that are in town from remote communities. We do a lot of banking, shopping, Centrelink housing applications. We also do a lot of social activities.
Why is all that important for people getting this treatment?
It's about well-being, I think, because we've got a lot of clients who have relocated from their homes, so it's like a home away from home, so we try and we do a lot of well-being stuff, nutrition, and just keeping them, you know, like in a family environment. We're getting an influx right across the board in Central Australia, which I think the educational part back in remote communities or in town, and especially with the clients that are on dialysis now, are trying to educate through their own family groups or their own communities, because I think with the generations, and you know, you'll find if there's a nana, grandmother on or a grandfather, then you know, grandchildren, because it's a line that is continuous. So it's about working really hard about healthy living.
Today, Purple House runs permanent dialysis clinics in 8 remote communities. The work of many years of fundraising, a small portion of government funding, and still selling art. Paintings are sold every year to raise money for dialysis. I should add that Sarah Brown, the CEO, is also a painter. She auctions her landscape paintings, with all the proceeds going to the Purple House. Years after working on that men's painting, the first artwork that raised $1 million to start Western Desert Dialysis that led to the Purple House, and after watching his mother and family members die from renal failure, Bobby West was told that his kidneys too were failing and he needed to start dialysis.
I didn't believe it because, you know, I used to live in Kelestage in Mullen, a place called Lake Gregory, and we used to go ahead and shoot them cattle, bullock or bullock meat on turkey, kangaroo egg, and turkey, wild turkey, emu, running around in that water. And but I've been having too much fat, too much. I wasn't drinking when I was a boy. No. I was really good and healthy, strong man. We used to lift him up, 40 foot drum, no problem. With one hand. Nice. I was strong, and me and the other bloke. No problem. This is what happened. So, you know.
We've got to build the culture of this place up from the start. And I think good intentions grow and attract good people.
Some people getting homesick to go back, you know. But we still need renal. Just for keeping more life, you know.
Better for longer.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all right.